Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Web Crawlers Bimbo News Mailbag episode. I'm Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
This is our show where we play your voicemails, read any emails that are of interest to us, and read your reviews if we have any. Do we have any reviews today?
That's a very good question. I'm not seeing. The last one I see is November 10th, and I think we already read it.
Gosh darn it.
Wow.
Well, listen, we are number 31 on the charts in Great Britain under entertainment news.
Hell yeah.
So poop, poop, cheerio.
Poop, pip, toop, cheerio. Poop,
and we're number 43 in Australia. Put another shrimp on the barbie.
Put a shrimp on the barbie.
And we're number 75 in America. So,
yeah, top 100, baby.
Top 100, baby. But do better. I think we should be number...
Do better.
Do better. Yeah, make us do better. Should we get into some voicemails?
We have an email. This is from Emily. Synchronicity moment. Hey, ladies. Huge fan of the pod. Love you all very much. Just wanted to share a small synchronicity moment I just had. I was listening to your episode about Daniel Beckwith. I just discovered y'all a few months ago, so I'm super behind. And in the episode, y'all go on a small tangent about Uline and buying boxes from them.
Oh my God, that must be such an old episode.
Our classic Uline tangent that we go
on. Yeah, one of our Uline rants.
Now, I've never purchased anything from Uline. I don't think I've ever even Googled anything about them. Never received anything from them before. I get home and check my mail, and literally the only thing in the mailbox is a Uline catalog of all the different boxes they offer.
Stop it. That's so crazy.
Just thought it was kind of weird that I happened to be listening to that older episode on the way home. Y'all mentioned Uline. Suddenly, there's a catalog in my mailbox a few moments later. Anyway, thanks for reading, Emily.
Oh my God, that's really weird.
That is very weird.
Yeah, Uline is like Republican or something.
Yeah, they donate to
like anti-abortion
bad people.
Yeah.
We got an email from Merritt about Take Care of Maya.
Oh, yeah.
I sent this on Instagram. Just wanted to make sure you saw it. I just listened to the Bimbo News episode this week. Please listen to season 3 of the podcast, Nobody Should Believe Me. I'm a pediatrician, and Maya's case was extremely concerning for Munchausen by proxy. The documentary on Netflix only shows you the side that this reporter wants you to see. This podcast includes several experts in the field, including those who worked on this case, and does a really good job summarizing the issues with the case and documentary. Just don't want misinformation out there without everyone knowing the other side of the story. It's obviously horrible and really sad that Beata, was that her name? Beata, the mom, died by suicide, but it's so important that people hear this side too. There's a lot of rhetoric and fear-mongering going around about how doctors are frequently misdiagnosing Munchausen by proxy and how parents should be on the lookout because we will report for anything. From my experience, it's actually the opposite. We often don't report even when we are suspicious because we want to give parents the benefit of the doubt and do everything we can to identify a real medical cause. Don't get me wrong, there are definitely bad doctors out there, and I've seen it firsthand, but I truly believe they are the minority. Sorry for my soapbox. I'm so appreciative of you all and have listened every week since 2019. Thanks for keeping me laughing through some of the toughest days in the world of healthcare. Best merit.
No, that's sure, really interesting.
Podcast, Nobody Should Believe Me, season 3.
I'll definitely listen to that.
Like, I think there are more better doctors than there are bad
absolutely.
Doctors.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. 100%. This case just seemed so complicated.
Yeah, it really, really did. Yeah. I mean, I also, Merritt, where do you live and what kind of doctor are you?
Did she say pediatrician or she works?
I think she did say that. Oh, is 37 too old to go to a pediatrician? You want to be my doctor?
I'm a pediatrician. Okay. Yeah. Do you live in?
Oh, yeah. Where do you live?
No, I have one.
Do you know I saw my pediatrician? I was at lunch with my mom. God, maybe this was like half a year ago. And I saw my pediatrician. And I mean, she's like 90 now. I saw her and I recognized her. And I mean, she stopped working like years and years ago because she was like old when I went to her. And I went up to her and I said, excuse me, are you Dr. whatever? I said her name. She said, yes. And I said, this is so weird, but you were my pediatrician. And she said, yes, I remember you. And I mean, obviously she didn't.
Uh-huh.
But it was crazy. I said, thank you for being my pediatrician. Poor
like,
woman.
Okay.
Yeah. She was like in a wheelchair now with like 90 degrees, like just trying to eat some pasta at this Italian restaurant.
Like, who are you? Oh, yeah. Yeah. I remember you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Bye.
Sure. Bye. It's time for the voicemails.
Hi, this is a message for the web crawlers. It's Becky.
Hello, Becky.
Hello, Ali and Melissa. I actually don't really know why I'm ringing. I know that you guys obviously didn't have any voicemails a few weeks ago, but I know that you've got some now because I've got a voicemail episode to listen to, which I haven't yet. And so I thought, I need to ring and do one. But I obviously sound like I'm inside a microwave if I ring you from anywhere in the house.
No, you sound fine, actually.
You sound fine.
And I sound like I'm in a zoo if I ring you while I'm walking the dog.
A zoo?
So the car, excuse me, seems the optimal position to ring you in. So while I was just sat in the car procrastinating, I thought, I'll ring the web callers. I do apologize. I've had hiccups for like 3 months now, so I'm just constantly...
Oh my God,
3 months.
That's actually one of my nightmares.
I haven't really got an interesting story. I'm going to try and think of one. Maybe I'll ring in another day. I'm sure I've got some interesting stories. I don't know if I've ever told you about when I did a Ouija board.
A Ouija?
No, tell us.
So I'll have a think, and if I haven't rung up about that, I'll do that.
I'm
still pregnant.
Still pregnant.
Wow, that feels like a really long time.
2 weeks left.
Oh, wow.
The size of a melon, officially. And I literally just look like I've got a melon at my top. I'm over it now. I mean, I've been over it for ages, but I'm really over it now. So hopefully not much longer. And we'll see how that goes. Also, I realised the other day that you guys are following me on Instagram. Thank you. I was honestly buzzing.
Of course.
Very honoured. Yeah, it said like you liked my story or something. Like, webcrawl was like my story. And I was like,
yeah, follow her for a while.
And then when I went on it, I clicked follow. I clicked unfollow just to follow you again. And it said follow back. I was like, oh my God, they're following me.
Oh my God, she wasn't following us?
Wow.
All right.
That's it. I'll tell you my story. And I'm back. Was he birth? Keep it up. La la la. I can't remember what else we says. Catchphrases.
Pregnancy break.
It's Allie time.
Okay. Oh yeah, it's Allie time. We got to bring that back.
Wait, so this was, I think she called like a couple weeks ago. And she said,
oh my God, I wonder if she's had the baby.
Oh, yeah.
We got to check that out.
Wow, how exciting.
Yeah, that's crazy. We're at the end of your pregnancy, were you like, get the fuck out of my body?
I was so, the last, especially few weeks.
Oh my God, I can't imagine.
Get the fuck. And what I can't imagine doing, because I had a planned induction, like we had a date,
right?
So I can't imagine, and it was a 1 week early, it was like 39 weeks. Some people go to like 42 weeks.
Oh,
I couldn't imagine just waiting around.
No,
like, is my water gonna break today for like a month, just waiting? There's no way I could have done that.
No, I'm like so nervous too. I'd be like every day being like, I can't leave the house. I might have a baby. I would just be so paranoid. My God.
So I was like, thank God I can like just schedule it.
Oh my God. I
just
can't
go
even imagine.
Just going a week early.
Yeah.
Plopping out. Next message.
Hello, web callers. It is Dina from Toronto. I realized that every time I call in, I sound like I'm huffing and puffing. I'm an in-shape human, I guess.
I'm
just
not.
Always walking, and it's my city smells disgusting, so, you know. As I mentioned in a previous call, yeah, I'm one of the people who listens to the 90 Day Fiancé stuff but doesn't watch the show.
Crazy.
I have a theory on why we listen, and frankly, it's just because we love you two. We can't get enough of you. And if you produce anything, we want to be there for it. Because frankly, the way that you two ladies chat and laugh and talk about things makes our day.
That's so nice.
That's my thought. That's what I think. Sweet. What about the rest of you? Do you agree with this? I'm thinking so. So a massive shout out to you two, because we adore you guys so much that we're going to listen to you talk about this random ass show because we just adore you and we want to spend some time with you. Not in a creepy way, just, you know, makes our days brighter. You guys make our days brighter. So thank you for doing the Lord's work. All right. Have a fantastic day. La, la, la. Bye.
That's so nice.
That's really sweet.
That's funny.
You go first.
Yes, you go first.
No, mine's not about the voicemail. So
I was
going to
say, it would be funny if we started recapping a really bad TV show.
Or a fake TV show. We just made up our own TV show.
And started,
we should do that. And just like everyone, just fool everyone. Okay, I just found you can get your own house on your own island in Maine for $350,000. I just sent it to you.
What do you mean, your own island?
Blanders Pond Island. Here is your chance to purchase and own an island on the desirable Flanders Pond. It was featured in Maine's Cabin Masters. When owning an island, you're able to have 300. I mean, what? It's probably
one
like
bed, one bath, 850 square feet.
I mean, for me, that feels too expensive for 850 square feet. But you own this island,
you
I guess.
An island, though.
You have to get there by boat, a little boat ride. So, I mean, the whole Amazon Prime thing is like a little.
Oh,
fun.
Yeah.
You'd have to go to a P.O. box.
This is kind of, it has a little dock. I mean,
it's cute, right?
Dang. That's nice.
Melissa, do we split an island in Maine?
Do we split an island in Maine?
Okay, that's a pass.
If it has you have a little kitchen in here. Does it have running water and everything? I would assume.
Yeah, it says it doesn't have a water heater, though. So you'd obviously have to add a water heater.
Right.
Built in 1932. Fireplace? I don't know how it would do in an inspection.
Well, I mean, that's cute as hell. A cute little vacation
home
in the summertime. So you take cold showers.
or I mean, in the fall, you just, you know, you go to Maine, you see the leaves change.
Leaf cheapen.
Yeah, you get a lobster roll.
That looks nice.
Yeah, that's where your life changes. That's where things that's start where to get real changes. Good. Yeah, that's where you start your twin flames cult. You eat hot dogs, start your cult on that island. All right, well, next voicemail.
Well, next voicemail.
Hi, ladies. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Hello.
I'm laughing because I have an example where my sister almost accidentally joined an MLM.
Uh-oh.
But to me, it's a cult. So what happened was I was still in high school, and she was in first-year university, and she was home visiting. And our second cousin had called her, and my sister, and wanted to meet her for coffee.
Uh-oh.
So I was at home still doing homework at the time, and so my sister comes back after meeting her for coffee, and she's like, yeah, they were telling me all about this program, and she hands me a binder, and it's all this life leadership MLM. I didn't end up looking into it past the fact that it's an MLM, and I was like, you didn't give them your information, did you? And she's like, I gave them my credit card number, but I told them I'll let them know.
No. And why did you do that?
Me, being still, I was like, grade 11, this is Canada. I was like, what? That's an MLM, I'm pretty sure. And I like looked it up, and I got her to call them and be like, never mind, like, thanks for thinking of me, but no. But that's my cult story, and it was really funny because my sister is very gullible.
No.
And
that's so bad.
She falls for these traps. So, just think for sisters, eh? So, that's all I have to say. I recently ran the New York City Marathon. And
oh, my God.
I was laughing because I had, like, horrid web crawler episodes, like 6 hours worth, because that's how long I ran for.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Listening for a few weeks because I wanted to listen to it to run because I run to your podcast.
That's amazing.
So that's all. La la la. Love you guys. Bye.
Wow, running the New York City Marathon to our podcast.
That's
amazing.
Crazy. I recently watched a catfish where this guy gave someone his like social security number and all this shit. I was like, people are so fucking dumb. Like, what are you doing?
It's so they need to teach. I mean, I think they do teach now, but like in college or high school, like how to avoid scams or like,
but this is like a full-fledged adult. Like men will give it all up for. An ugly man will give it all up for a hot bot. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, oh my guy, what are you doing? This poor guy.
No.
Yeah, he got taken to the cleaners.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers.
With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey, Jacob. It's Flor.
Hello.
Hola, Flor.
So I'm calling because I heard you guys talking about 30 Monedas.
About what?
I thought it would be a scary show. Like, ooh, it's
oh, wait, 30, show 30 coins?
No,
30 coins?
Yes. It's freaking bizarre. Like, 30 it's crazy. Yeah. It's all over the place. The first few episodes on the first season were good. And then, like, mid-season,
I told
it got
you.
A little weird. Like, there's yeah. a baby cow.
Yeah.
Like, an actual baby coming out of a cow. Like,
huh?
I don't know. It was weird.
A cow gives birth to a baby.
Like, the lady that comes out in it. I think episode 6 is his favorite on season 1. We haven't started season 2, but yes, it is apparently getting to be a bigger show, or someone like someone, a producer, a director, I don't know, something. My husband said he knows all of that stuff. But anyways, like it's
yeah, Paul Giamatti joined.
Bizarre.
Yeah.
what their story originally started from, the boxer turned priest. Slash ex con. I don't know. It was weird. But we did enjoy it. Another thing that was weird was it is currently November 8th, but on Halloween, we were over at some friend's house, and one of the girls brought her mom that had just flown in from India. So we met her.
Mm.
Apparently, she passed away yesterday.
Oh, no.
Like, what the fuck? There is no way.
Oh, no.
We just met this lady. We just were having fun with this lady.
So weird when that shit happens.
A crazy night at that.
Oh, no.
And now I find out she passed away.
Man.
I'm like, shocked. Like, anything could happen at any time. Death has no age. People think, oh, you get older, you die. No. Especially working at the funeral home, you see so many babies. It's so sad when the babies
pass. Oh, God.
Or they're still born, or, you know, whatever. But all ages. Teens, toddlers, old folks, especially in the winter. It's that time, it's that season for funeral homes to be busy again.
Yeah,
I was just tripping balls when they told me the lady had passed away. I didn't say names or anything like that, privacy, but I just thought it was crazy.
Yeah, how sad.
Well, not much to say, just waiting for my surgery. hopefully I don't
have surgery. Oh, her spinal fusion? Is she the one who's getting a spinal fusion?
That's right. She called back.
It's me again. So I'm just calling back because I got cut off like in the weirdest timing of me laughing if I were to die. I find comedy to help me through rough
for sure. Yeah.
If you know me personally, I'm always laughing. I always have a smile. I try and see the positive side of everything.
Like Floor.
But just, you know, put out as many episodes as you can because I will be in recovery for 3 months and I'll be at home in bed and just worried that this will turn out okay and it'll help all the pain go away. And we had to push our vacation because of the surgery, but hopefully we can make it to LA sometime soon. Oh, and I think since the last time I talked to you guys, we did go to Atlanta and we went to all the filming locations. Did I say this already? I don't know if I called about this. So we did go to Atlanta. We went to all the filming locations for Vampire Diaries.
Oh,
it was so cool.
Yeah.
We also did, what other locations did we go to? Oh, we went to the Ozark.
I never watched that.
Their house where the birds live. We went there. What else did we do? Not much. Just, you know, shopped around, looked around. Just
chilling.
Love Atlanta. It makes us feel like we're back home because there's so much flavor and just it's a big melting pot there, just
I've
like
never
LA.
Been to Atlanta.
Me either. I should go.
Well, I won't keep you guys anymore. I'm almost home and it's dark and I can't really see at night. I am that old lady. Yes, I am. But anyways, love you girls. Keep up the great work. Bye.
Floor. I love Floor.
Me too. Well, good luck on your surgery, hon.
I know. When did she say when it
is? Was she in the waiting? Well, I got confused a little bit.
She was driving.
Oh, right. Well, let us know.
Waiting room. To get surgery.
She's doing all the above.
I think it's soon.
Yeah, I think so. Let us know. Let us know if you need anything.
Message?
Hey guys, it's Jordan. I'm sorry again. I'm gonna keep calling every week and keep apologizing.
Stop apologizing.
No,
we like it.
But I'm only calling in because there's something that I can speak to a little bit. Floor, you called about your spine surgery. Is gonna go great. My wife had that done. I don't know, about 6 years ago now.
Wow.
And side note, it was actually at the same hospital where Dr. Death had worked.
Oh my God, glad he got out first.
Harmed people. And you know, he was working on backs and that sort of thing. Anyway.
Oh, that's scary.
Okay. So my wife had really bad scoliosis.
Oh.
And she had, I don't remember if it's exactly a spinal fusion, but I think so. And it was a long surgery and she has a lot of hardware inside her back. But when she came out of it, it did take a little chunk of time to recover. But the outcome was that, you know, her back pain is no longer an issue. Mm. And what else can I say?
I'm going to have to get it.
Positive thing. And so you'll be great. Don't stress about it. Sorry, I'm trying to think. One thing she was sort of surprised about afterwards or hadn't thought about is that
she gets 5G cell service now.
Was you know, crooked forever, and then it got straightened out. That sort of adjusted how her hips kind of sit. And so it just made her walking feel a little different and get used to.
Oh, that's interesting.
To that, and I think her height changed, like she gained 1 inch or something.
Ooh,
like that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's all. Just saying that.
I kind of want it now.
Who went through it, and it's scary, of course, but you'll come out the other end and be A-OK. I promise. Okay, goodbye.
That's so nice.
Yeah, that's so sweet. I mean, the doctor said I was going to have to get it ultimately, but...
Really?
Yeah, we'll see how physical therapy goes, but... wow,
could it be prevented if by doing physical therapy?
I don't know. I mean, when he said he was like, you're probably ultimately going to have to get spinal fusion. So I don't know. But I mean, hopefully the physical, I start in December. So I have to go 3 days a week. So hopefully it will.
Dang.
Yeah. But wow, I'm glad
get
that.
A couple inches taller.
Yeah, that was a good report.
Crazy that that's the hospital that Dr. Death was at.
I know, that's
got a
scary
surgery.
Oh my god, I'm glad that.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I mean, that's terrifying.
Wow. Next message.
Hey, you guys are the cutest. I love you so much. I'm just calling in to say that, you know, Katy Perry, I totally agree. I hate her. She's horrible.
Yeah.
And the thing that really pissed me off about Katy Perry, other than the, you know, performative, you know, song about kissing girls, because it really isn't about kissing girls. It's about turning men on by kissing other girls.
Right.
Other than that, it's just the fact that she kissed that, forcibly kissed that 18-year-old boy on American Idol, and people acted like it was so funny and like he was supposed to be like loving it. It's not cool, you know? Like,
I remember this.
Happy that you guys are on the, you know, Katy Perry sucks train, because she does suck. And anyway, I'm just feeling hateful today. I would call in. But this is Cammy from formerly of the Discord. Hardcore web crawlers fan. I love you guys. And I will talk to you later. Bye.
I remember
what
this. So
this?
There was a kid, there was a guy, a kid on American Idol who was like, you know how they have like the interviews beforehand.
Yeah.
And his whole thing was like, I've never had a girlfriend. I've never kissed a girl before. Oh. Like, I've never had my first kiss. And Katy Perry surprised him and like kissed him on the lips. And he was really upset. He was like, I don't want my first kiss to be with Katy Perry. Like, I was saving my first kiss to be with someone I cared about. And he's like, didn't ever want to kiss a girl without being in a relationship with her. Like, he was super religious, and he was like, she didn't ask consent. And, you know, like, everyone thought like it was cute. And he's like, I didn't want that. Like, I'm not okay with that.
Oh my God. His name is Benjamin Glaze. He auditioned for American Idol, ended up getting a surprise kiss on the lips. He said, he told the New York Times the experience left him feeling uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I wanted to save my first kiss for my first relationship. I wanted to be special.
Oh.
Oh.
Poor baby.
What a, that's so, when
she's
was
she's so 20, entitled.
18?
Yeah.
Not that long ago.
Yeah, she's such like an entitled loser.
Ooh.
Yeah.
He said, had Perry asked for a kiss, he would have declined.
Uh-oh. Well, there you go.
Dang. That's gross. Don't do that. That's weird.
Yeah, don't just
that's
kiss people.
Do.
Yeah.
You weirdo. Okay, last voicemail of the day.
How time flies.
Hi, web crawlers. This is Morgan from Santa Cruz. I'm calling because, sorry, yes, that was my dog panting in the background.
Oh, yeah.
He was just as tired as I was on that run. Maybe more so. But yeah, he's a cutie. He's a husky and he's adorable.
Oh,
I'm
cute.
I'm tired from the day. But I realized that because of that, I think what I got said in the second half of the voicemail kind of got garbled up a little bit. And that was that I was in the second half, not referring anymore to the Ashley Simpson song, but actually referring to what you guys were talking about in the Britney Spears book. And I wanted to just clarify that in the song Every Time, that everyone kind of assumes is about her abortion because of the music video and the baby and everything, the like sampled sound in the background is a like lullaby music box.
It's something that is
kind of knocked you over the head, obvious now, but maybe less so if you didn't know her history and her trauma. But yeah, it's
interesting.
Okay. I gotta go because I'm driving and it's raining.
Be careful.
Yeah. All right. Sorry. Boing. That was a bad one. All right. Okay.
Boing.
Okay, bye. Gotta go. Right, I mean, I don't have to. I'm
hanging
up.
Wow.
Wow. I didn't know that. That's crazy.
No.
Yikes.
Wow. Oh.
Yeah. I think Justin Timberlake's getting a lot of backlash.
I mean, he should. Not a good dude.
Even, I mean, just the fact that he dragged her and he did, you know, like that video and that song, and he tried to turn the table, and like that is really, that's what's fucked up. He needs to do a public apology. He needs to apologize.
That album was good.
It was good. That was good. NSYNC was good.
Fuck.
I know. Yeah. It's like funny because I really want to go to, if NSYNC ever toured again, I was like, I will be there front row. And now I'm like, God, I don't think I would want to go because to support Britney, I don't know. All right, guys. Well, that is it for this week. Please continue to call in and have a good turkey day. Gobble, gobble, bitch. All right. I'm Allie Siegel.
I'm Melissa Stettin.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
By Acast.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.